bright sunshine, cool temperatures. The trees have started to turn at Open Space Park, and we are set for October 12 football, non-conference style, between the Dort College Defenders and the Trinity Bible College Lions. Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 1-4 overall, 0-4 in the conference. And they will step outside the conference, as I alluded to, as they take on a Trinity Bible team out of Ellendale, North Dakota. That is 1-5 this season. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. From high atop the field in the press box here at Open Space Park, my name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra with the Great Plains Athletic Conference football preview. We'll also check in with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College head football coach, as the Defenders coming off a loss to the Concordia Bulldogs last week. A Concordia team that has worked their way into the top 20 in the NAIA Top 25 College Football Poll. We'll talk about that game, and we'll also talk about this Trinity Bible team and the challenges that they will present this afternoon when we kick it off at 1 o'clock. But first things first, let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra with the Great Plains Athletic Conference football preview right after this.
A Dort College education doesn't stop when you leave campus. God's world is a big place, and for many students, an off-campus program is an essential part of their education. On an off-campus program, students can gain valuable internship experiences, explore incredible new places, and immerse themselves in a new culture, all while earning credit toward graduation. With more than 30 semester and summer programs to choose from, you're sure to find a cross-cultural experience that appeals to you. I'm the coordinator of off-campus programs, Linda Schrodermeyer. Learn more at dort.edu.
The hardest part of mental illness is not that no one else understands you, it's that you don't understand yourself. You don't know how to explain what's happening. Even when you get diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression, it's still difficult to explain. They don't understand why you can't control yourself, your speech, your actions, the way they do. They're afraid of it, so they become afraid of you. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and I called. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or eat something or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how. My name is September Lutz. What I want you to know is that if you or your loved one is sick, you're not alone.
The NAMI Sioux County Support Group meets in the Fireside Room of Central Reformed Church in Sioux Center from 7 to 9 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. Individuals and family members coping with mental illness are invited to attend. For more information, call Shirley at 722-4462.
October 12, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your Football Saturday report this week, let's look back at last week's final scores around the GPAC. Number one ranked Morningside defeated Midland on the road 32-7. It was Briarcliff winning at Hastings 12-7. Concordia remained undefeated. The Bulldogs winners at Dort 32-0. Nebraska Wesleyan at home upsets Doan 20-19. And in non-conference play, Dakota Wesleyan wins at Dakota State 23-14, the final score. Northwestern was off last week in GPAC football action. The Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week are as follows. Ryan Kasdorf, quarterback from Morningside College on the offensive side of the ball. 358 yards of total offense for Kasdorf and the Mustangs. Phil Latimer, defensive lineman from Nebraska Wesleyan, is the defensive player of the week, a big part of a defensive unit that limited Doan to just 175 total yards of offense in that win at home at Able Stadium. And Devin Thomas, returner for Morningside College, is the special teams player of the week in the GPAC, a 70-yard touchdown punt return in that win at Midland. And that's a look back at your players of the week and scoreboard from last week within the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week in GPAC football. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this. The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It's another football Saturday in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on this October 12th. And let's go right to the schedule. A top 20 showdown in Seward this week. Number 15, Concordia, will host number 22, Nebraska Wesleyan, at 1 o'clock at Bulldog Stadium. Concordia undefeated, 5-0 overall, 3-0 in the GPAC. They will welcome in Nebraska Wesleyan, who has back-to-back wins against ranked opponents Northwestern and Doan, respectively. And that will be a big matchup in Seward this weekend. Dakota Wesleyan will head to Crete to battle Doan in the All-Tiger matchup. Doan slips down to number 20 in this week's NAIA rankings. Dakota Wesleyan coming off that non-conference win at Dakota State. Number one ranked Morningside, undefeated on the season, home for homecoming. They'll welcome in the Broncos of Hastings College, who come in with a record of 1-4. And a night game in Vermilion at the Dakota Dome has Briarcliff welcoming Northwestern. Briarcliff, back-to-back wins, wins over Dort 2 weeks ago at the Dome. And then last week at Hastings, we'll welcome in a Red Raider squad who was off last week, lost a couple of weeks ago to Nebraska Wesleyan at home. Non-conference this week, Trinity Bible is at Dort for Defender Days in Sioux Center. Let's go to the NAIA Top 10 then this week. Morningside is the number one team in the country, followed by the University of the Cumberlands at number two. Grandview is ranked 3. University of St. Francis is 4. Benedictine, 5. Missouri Valley is ranked 6th. Carroll up 2 spots this week to number 7. Ottawa is ranked 8th. St. Ambrose is 9. And St. Xavier of Chicago is ranked 10th. Concordia 15, Doan 20, and Nebraska Wesleyan number 22 this week in the NAIA Top 25. Complete details on this week's schedule, also stats of all of our football teams on our website at gpacksports.com. You can read all about what's going on around the league, not just in football, but the other sports as well. Preseason basketball polls came out this past week. Check them out online at this time. That's your GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a bright, sunny day from Sioux Center. A little bit of breeze that will be a factor as the teams jostle for field position and that fight for field position. Right now, winds listed as out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And that basically means when teams are moving from my left to my right, as I'm seated on the west side or the west sideline of the football field, they will be moving with the wind. When they're going from right to left, obviously, they'll be moving into a predominantly northwest wind. This Trinity Bible team is located in Ellendale, North Dakota. And from what I understand, if you're good with geography, if you understand where Aberdeen, South Dakota is, you go straight north from Aberdeen, cross the border into North Dakota, and you are in Ellendale, which is where Trinity Bible is from. Lions have a win over Maranatha this season. They've lost 3 in a row since that win. They lost to Valley City State back on September 21st, presentation on September 28th in Waldorf last week. Lions have been outgained 907 to 694 on the ground, 1222 to 838 in the air, and have been outgained on average 354 to 255 per game this season. Trinity Bible has forced 20 turnovers. They've given the football up 11 times. Johnny Perry has run for 661 yards on 162 carries this season for a 4.1 yards per rush average. He has 5 touchdowns. No one else has more than 19 net yards for the Lions on the ground. Taylor Martindale is 42 of 110 in the air for 405 yards with 2 touchdowns. Braden Phillips is 33 of 83 with a touchdown and 345 yards. Perry tops the team with 17 catches for 219 yards. Tanner Twigg has 17 catches as well for 157 yards. David Rivera has 16 snags for 174 yards. And Chris Wood has 11 catches for 142 yards. Cole White leads the defense with 70 tackles and a forced fumble. Seth Peterson is good for 64 tackles this season with 3 fumble recoveries. Clint Stout has been on 37 tackles while Daniel Rodriguez has 5.5 sacks. The defenders are 1-4 this season, 0-4 in GPAC play. They've lost to Concordia, Briarcliff, Morningside, and Midland. Dort's rushing for over 214 yards per game. They allow opponents 210 yards on the ground. For the season, Dort has netted 1,072 yards on the ground and 1,051 for opponents. The defenders do not rely as much on the pass as they have 374 yards passing and opponents have 1,065 yards passing. Lennard Manuel leads the defenders with 254 yards on the ground on 53 carries. He has a 4.8 yards per carry average. Aaron Francis has 185 yards on the ground. Daniel Fennig has 171. Francis and Fennig average 6.4 and 7.8 yards per rush, respectively. Thomas Newman has 163 yards on the ground on 81 rushing attempts. He's 12-31 passing with two touchdowns and 208 yards total. He took over as the starting quarterback in week two for the defenders, as they lost Bryce Ressler to a season-ending knee injury in the first week against Dakota State. Seth Vandevort leads the defense. He has a total of 59 tackles, has five tackles for loss. Jake Atkinson has 44 tackles, and Cole McClain, 42. Sean Quinlan has 26 stops. Micah Applegate, 21. Applegate also has five tackles for loss with a quarterback sack. Keith Bonestro has been a highlight for the defenders at punter. He's averaging right at 40 yards per punt. He's punted 27 times this season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's check in now with the head coach for the Dort College Defenders. He is Greg Youngblood, talking about a variety of topics, including last week's loss to the Concordia Bulldogs and today's contest with Trinity Bible. Let's talk with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College football coach, as the defenders get set to step outside of the Great Plains Athletic Conference and take on Trinity Bible. And before we talk about Trinity Bible, let's talk about last week a little bit, Coach. For one half, you stood right with Concordia, a team that's in the top 20 right now in the NAI, 7-0 late in the second quarter. They got a late score in the second quarter, and then were able to do some things offensively to stretch things out in the second half. For one half, I guess, talk a little bit about your impressions of your team in the first half last week.
Yeah, I think our guys fought hard, especially the defensive side of the ball, did a lot of good things, and, yeah, kept us right in the game there. And, you know, offensively we had 90 yards in the first quarter, drove down and fumbled in the red zone, and that hurt us because that could have kept us right in there, obviously tied it up and you know, maybe been 7-7 at halftime. But in the second half, I think we got worn down a little bit. They made some plays, which they do have some good people, so we contained them for a while, but they're hard to contain for four quarters. And then offensively, we just stalled. We didn't help our defense out. You know, they were on the field a lot, and you know, that was, I think, a big reason why we got tired and gave up a few late ones. So overall, it was a good effort and saw some good things. We've just got to, especially offensively, we got to just tighten some things up and execute better and try to get a fix for this week.
Offensively, talk about playing without Courtney Samuel. You've had to shuffle things around. I saw Dan Fennig play a little bit of that fullback position last week. Is that more of what we're going to see? How do you handle the personnel changes back there?
Yeah, that's true. Courtney's out, and Logan Vandevec, who was a backup, he's gone over to play defense because they were thin on numbers there, a linebacker. So then Dan became our second B-back, running back, and Dan's also still playing slot back, so he's kind of shared those responsibilities. And, you know, with Trey Pickney out, that also put a little more pressure on that position. So we had some depth there, so it wasn't as bad. We're hoping Trey's back today. He's clear to just how the angle responds. We'll see as the game goes on.
Pizza Ranch players of the game last week, defensively, Cole McClain. He very, very steadily has put together a pretty good sophomore campaign, both on defense and on special teams. We see him making some plays.
Yeah, Cole does a great job. He brings a lot of energy in everything he does. He's a very intelligent player, and so definitely you see that as games go on. He just keeps, the year goes on, he gets better and better, and we're really excited to see, you know, how he continues to progress.
Dan Fennig, we talked about his play in the offensive backfield for you. Also, special teams player of the week last week for your Pizza Ranch Award.
Yeah, he's done a good job as far as coverage and blocking, and coaches asked him to do a lot on that. With his additional responsibilities on offense, has put a lot on him, but he's responded well and done a great job.
As the season wears along, you end up moving some of those scout players. They end up working their way into the depth chart for your offense and defense. So we see some new players having an impact for your scout team. Brian Bowman, Michael Dayton, Conan Egeroff. That scout team development is also very important for your program.
no question, those guys are our future and give us great looks during the week, and we count on them to do a lot for us to prepare us on game day. So even though it's not their time yet, you know, any success we have on Saturday is not just the guys on the field, but it's also those guys that, even though they may be on the sideline during the game, they've been working hard all week to help us get better. So it's a full team effort, and they get a lot of credit when we do well.
About 10 days ago, you hosted a junior varsity game with Briarcliff, had a little bit of success there, even though you didn't have a lot of numbers. Some of those scout team guys got a chance to actually play under the lights.
Yeah, they had a blast. They did a great job, won the game, you know, it's just fun to see those guys get their opportunity, and they do so much of the dirty work, you know, during the week, and don't have a lot of opportunities to really have a full-blown game. So it was neat to see that, and they did a great job.
One of the most commonly asked questions this week for me was Trinity Bible. First of all, where are they from? Secondly, what kind of football program do they have? I've done a little homework. I'm curious your impressions on the team from Ellendale, North Dakota.
Yeah, Trinity Bible is a team I know of a little bit because I know their head coach from when I was at Waldorf previously. We played each other, and they're an independent NAIA, so they play a mixture schedule, and they're building their program. You know, they're not a real big college. They'll have a 60-man roster, so they'll have some athletes. They'll have some players. I think this year, the coach even mentioned to me they're a little down on offense, but defensively they're pretty solid. They lost to Waldorf 13-2 last week in a muddy game, but they outplayed Waldorf in every category. So it shows you that they're still not a bad team. You know, there are times that they've been down more and times they've been up, but they're a team that will play hard and looking for their second win of the year.
Their running back, I would imagine our defense really has to focus on him because he jumps out of the page both rushing and he does some receiving. Pretty good ball player the way it looks.
Yeah, I think that's been our focus for our defensive coaches all week is focusing on him and, you know, making sure we don't let him get away from us because I think, you know, in other aspects of the game, they're not as strong. So for sure, if we can contain him, we like our chances on defense.
Looking at what other teams have done against them, where have they had success, and how does that translate into your game plan?
You know, teams have run the ball on them, but they've been exposed in the secondary by spreading them out as well. So, you know, obviously we're not as much of a spread-type team, although we have some of those packages. So, you know, we feel like we can run our stuff and run the football against them, but we need to be able to take advantage of, if we feel like we have some mismatches in the secondary, you know, take advantage of those when the time is right. So we'll, you know, we'll see how they're defending us, but that's kind of how we're going to go about it.
That's Coach Greg Youngblood talking about the Dort College defenders against Trinity Bible, and referees pulling a fast one on me this afternoon. They killed the clock with about a minute 30 left. Took the time down to zero, and we are set for football. Kevin Giese will be kicking off the defenders. Defenders won the coin toss. They defer their decision to the second half. Receiving the kickoff will be Colin Anderson and Kalen Coates for Trinity Bible. Kick is over the head of Colin Anderson. He has to track it down into the end zone. He brings it out. He's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and he is stacked up at the 15-yard line, making the stop for the Dort College defenders. Logan Vandebeck, one of the first men there, also in on the stop for Dort College, was Philip Gutierrez. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, so Trinity starts out with a football at their own 15-yard line. So we will get a look at the Trinity offense led by running back Johnny Perry, averaging 4.1 yards per carry. He's not a big fellow. He wears number 5. He's 5'10", listed at a generous 200 pounds. Pistol formation for Trinity Bible, 4 down linemen for the defenders. They go to an end around, and Trinity Bible, no, nothing there. Tackle made by linebacker coming up on run support. That was Nick Payton for Dort College, making the stop on the end around on David Rivera. Rivera came around on the reverse. That'll bring up second down. And that brings up actually a loss of a couple on the play. That's going to be second down and 12. Second and 12. Trinity Bible back to pass. First pass attempt of the day, and it's picked off by Cam Petrie. Was he in bounds? Cam Petrie steps in front of the pass and makes the interception at the 26-yard line as he falls out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders, Cam Petrie, has his second interception of the season, and Dort College gets a turnover early. They've got it first down and 10 with 14:20 remaining in the first half, or in the first quarter, that is, and they will have it deep in Trinity Bible territory at the 28-yard line. So Dort College, first offensive series. Thomas Newman is under center. Newman will step out from under center now and look to the sideline for the play call. Leonard Manuel is the fullback on this series. Daniel Fennig is set to the right. Aaron Francis to the left. In this package, we've got everyone tight along the line. You've got Verhulst to the right, and to the left is Van Grau, and Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Bedingley Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. They're also, their phone numbers are 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. With the football is Newman running option, and he's going to be chased down from behind. No gain on the play for Newman. Newman actually dropped for a loss. Pursuit that time by Trinity Bible coming up from behind. And that must have been Claudio Martinez. I had it as number 56, but no 56 listed on my roster. Looks like that must be number 55 then. No gain on the play for Newman. That's going to bring up second down and 10. Second and 10. Three down linemen. Actually, two down linemen with the defensive ends upright. They pitch wide over to Francis. Francis turns the corner to the 25-20, and he's brought down inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Making the tackle is Colin Anderson. And the Dort College defenders, nearly a first down for Aaron Francis, and our referee, Darren Berg, will signal a first down for the defenders. First down and 10, football now at the 17-yard line. Dort College gets the play from the sideline, 13:25 left to go in the first quarter. Trinity Bible turned the ball over on their first possession, second play from scrimmage. They threw an interception that Cam Petrie picked off. They handed off up the middle. Leonard Manuel plowing his way forward for 3 yards before he's stopped. Brings up a manageable second down and a seven, so positive yardage for the defenders. For Leonard Manuel, he's averaging 4.8 yards per carry and always seems like the big fellow from Kansas City, Missouri, is running downhill. Very rarely is he stopped for a loss. And typically he is able to pick up just at least a couple of yards. He's about 4 yards deep in the backfield, directly behind the quarterback, Newman. They pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig to the left. And Fennig, that play's going to get stretched out, and he's maybe going to pick up a yard on the play, and that's going to bring up third down and six. Third down and six. Coates on the stop for Trinity. And the Dort College defenders facing third down for the first time this afternoon. So Trinity Bible turns it over on their first possession. Now Dort College facing a third down conversion attempt. Dort College sends a man in motion. That's Fennig. And they'll throw it up over the top for Van Grau. And Van Grau wrestles it away from a defensive back into the back, into the end zone. Touchdown. We do have a flag on the play. We will see if that's on the offense or the defense. Flag is resting at the 12-yard line. We'll get the official indication from Darren Berg, our official. So Dort College gets an offsides penalty against Trinity Bible, and the Dort College defenders will decline the penalty, and the defenders get a touchdown pass. The touchdown pass from Newman, and I'm quite certain that was Van Grau, number 12, on the far side, making the catch in the corner of the end zone. Now on to attempt the point after is Barry Dykstra. Snap is down, to the kick is up, and the point after is good, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-0. 7-0, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. Darryl Van Grau, the senior wideout from Meridian, Idaho, on the receiving end of a pass from Thomas Newman on the fourth play of the drive, capping a 28-yard drive. And the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 7-0. Giese with the kickoff. High end-over-end kick. That'll be taken by Colin Anderson. Anderson drops it again. He's at the 5 to the 10. Defense converging on him, and the cover team able to knock him down. It's going to be poor field position again for Trinity Bible at their own 15-yard line. So Trinity Bible, after turning it over on their first possession of the football game, will now have it first down and 10. Garrett Weibengayen on the tackle for the defenders. Loken Vandevek, number 28, also there quickly. North College, pretty good at special teams play thus far. They've been helped out by the fact that Colin Anderson has not been able to handle a kickoff cleanly yet. And Trinity Bible takes the field. First down and 10. And the football's at their own 15-yard line. Handed off, and it goes straight up the middle, and not much there for Johnny Perry. Perry tackled on the play. Things collapsing quickly in the middle of the line, and Brock Dominguez is there for the stop for the defenders. He's lining up at a defensive tackle. Curtis Emery also at a defensive tackle. Mike Applegate is on the left defensive end. Right defensive end is John Gardner. Hand off again to Johnny Perry, and not much there for Perry. And Trinity Bible is going to have to find a way to open things up. Braden Phillips handing off to Johnny Perry. Two straight plays. Short gains on the play. Brings up third down and 8. Third and 8 for Trinity. They'll bring 3 receivers to the left. Coverage. Petrie is over there. Also Nick Payton. And the safety sliding over to cover the player in the slot will be Cole McLean. They drop it off for Perry. Perry gets away from one would-be tackler, but he's brought down at the 20-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. North College's defense able to converge quickly and making the stop for the North College defenders. I believe that's Chris McDaniel. McDaniel, one of the first players there. That'll bring up 4th down and 5, and Trinity is forced to punt. They will punt from their own 20. And North College will send their receive man deep. Their return man will be Daniel Fennig. Fennig at his own 37-yard line, a wobbler. He's going to run up on it, now lets it bounce, grabs it at the 42, turns the corner to the 45, cuts back at the 50, still on his feet to the 45, still on his feet to the 40, to the 35, 30, and he is drugged down at the 27-yard line. Daniel Fennig giving Dort College good field position. He fielded that football at the 40-yard line. No flags on the play. And by the time all is said and done, that is a 33-yard punt return for Daniel Fennig, setting up a Dort College first and 10 from the Trinity 25-yard line. So they'll mark it at the 25, and we may have a flag on the play at the end of the play. Let's get the call from Darren Berg. So a penalty on the kicking team. Dort College will decline it. As they got the football, actually, that ends up being a net of just 5 yards on the play for Trinity as they had to punt from their own 20, and now Dort College has it at the Trinity 25 to start. 10:08 left to play in the first quarter. Thomas Newman is under center. Newman sends a man in motion, hands it off to Lennard, and Lennard straight up the middle. He's got a 5-yard pickup on the play. Straight up the middle for Lennard. This Trinity Bible team, now granted, teams rarely travel with their full rosters. Trinity, about 60 players in uniform this afternoon, and that is about their full roster. This is a team that is in their 5th or 6th year of existence. It's very similar to Dort College in that regard. Thomas Newman under center. Newman's going to fake the handoff to the fullback, carries it himself, and he's inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Tackle made by number 4, and he's not on our roster. And the Trinity Bible Lions have it first down in, or on defense. Dort College has it at the 14-yard line. Well, for my stat keepers, today will be a challenge. Some numbers showing up that weren't on the roster that was originally sent to us. Handoff goes to Lennard Manuel. Manuel up the middle. He picks up 8 on the play. Tackle made by Trinity's David Rivera. Rivera in on the stop, but not before Lennard picks up a four-yard chunk of real estate. It's second down and six. Football at the Trinity 10-yard line. Dort College is threatening to push the football in as we approach the midpoint of the first quarter. Dort College already leading 7-0. 7-0, our score. Newman is under center. Receivers right and left. Send Fennig in motion. Hand off to Lennard, and Lennard is inside the five, down to the two-yard line before he is wrapped up. Tackle made by Corey Mitchell, and that's a first down. And the Dort College defenders now knocking on the doorstep, leading 7-0. First and goal to go at the two-yard line. First and goal to go from the two. Newman will bring the troops up to the line of scrimmage. You've got Fennig set to the right. Sandberg Holst is also to the right. Let's see if Newman just simply follows his center into the end zone. Instead, they pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig gets away from one would-be tackler, dances into the end zone, and a two-yard touchdown run for Daniel Fennig. A two-yard touchdown run, and the Dort College defenders lead 13-0. So Dort College, one touchdown through the air, another on the ground, and on to attempt the point after will be Barry Dykstra. Barry Dykstra came into today's contest having missed just one point after attempt. He's one for one so far. Cole McLean is the holder. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders lead 14-0 with 7:57 left to play in this first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM for Dort College. I believe that was a four-play drive, covered 25 yards. It was set up by Daniel Fennig's 35-yard punt return. And it's only fitting that Daniel Fennig gets the call from 2 yards out, and he dances into the end zone from 2 yards out to make it 14-0 after the point after by Barry Dykstra. Kevin Giese on to a kick, a high end-over-end kick. This is going to be a little shorter. It's taken by Kalen Coates at the 4. He's to the 5, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and he is brought down at the 25-yard line. Best field position for Trinity thus far today. They'll start out at their own 25, and they are in need of a drive to chew up some clock and get their defense off of the field for a little while. For Dort College, they've got the momentum, 2 possessions and 2 scores. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Trinity with the football, pistol formation. They pitch it to the right. That goes over to Johnny Perry. Perry is stopped for no gain on the play, and that'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10. No gain on the play for Trinity. Keep wanting to say Dakota Wesley, and they've got the blue helmets similar to Dakota Wesley in the white jersey tops with blue numbers. Back to pass is Braden Phillips. Phillips pass over the middle, incomplete, intended at the 35 by Cameron Bird. Pass falls incomplete as he led him a little too far. That's going to bring up third down and 10 and stops the clock on the incomplete pass. Dort College's defensive alignment, we told you about the down lineman, and we've got a new down lineman in this series. Looks like Juan Barajas lining up at a tackle. Seth Vandevoort is at his normal location, middle linebacker, or inside linebacker. Pass over the middle, taken away by Seth Vandevoort. Vandevoort bobbles it, and he comes up with it at the 40-yard line. Seth Vandevoort drops back into pass coverage, and he bobbles it, juggles it, tips it a couple of times with both hands, and finally comes down with it at the 44-yard line. And the Dort College defenders get an interception from Seth Vandevoort. For Vandevoort, that is his first INT this season. And Trinity turns it over. Dort College will have it first down and 10 with 7:08 left to play in the first period. Dort College leading 14-0. Dort College has attempted one pass thus far. Other than that, it's been all running plays. They send Fennig in motion. Back to passes. Newman. Newman passes over the middle. Pass is completed to Francis, and Francis lost it. Now the question is, did he have possession of it or not? They will rule it a complete pass with a fumble by Aaron Francis over the middle. And the two teams swap turnovers. Trinity will have it at the 26-yard line. So a fumble by Nord College's Aaron Francis. And Francis, I wondered if he had ever gotten it put away. And he did not. They rule he did have possession of it. But a fumble by Aaron Francis on the first play. And Trinity gets it back, first down and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Quick possession that time by the defenders. 7 minutes remaining in the first period of play. Phillips is the quarterback. He's got Perry set to his right. Fake the handoff. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Jake Atkinson was there on the coverage for the defenders, along with, I believe that was Cam Petrie. Atkinson very nearly picked that ball off. Atkinson lining up at a safety for Dort College in this alignment. Got Cole McLean back deep as well at a safety position. Now they will come up, creeping up 12 yards from the line of scrimmage. They hand it off to Perry. Perry the ball carrier, and Perry is brought down at the 35-yard line. Seth Vandevoort assisting on the stop. And the tackle for Dort College, also first player there, JT Teixeira. It's going to bring up third down and two. Pickup of eight on the play. Phillips turns, hands, gives to Perry. Perry the ball carrier, and Perry is stopped near the first down marker. Barajas in on the stop for Dort College. Seth Vandevoort on run support, also there for Dort College. You had Adam Warnches. 1 yard gain on the play by the time they mark the football at the 36-yard line. And Trinity is forced into a punting situation. Daniel Fennig will take a spot at the 27-yard line. Make sure Dort College stays on sides here. 5 yards would be more than enough for a first down. And a low end-over-end kick. Fennig will let it take a bounce, and he's going to let it bounce into inside the 20, down to the 15. And that is where Dort College will start from. First down and 10 from their own 15 with 5:46 left to play in the first quarter. Well, this will be Dort College's fourth possession already of this football game. This will be their poorest field position. They have started at the Trinity 28, 25, 44, and now at their own 15-yard line. Nice size crowd on hand for today's football game. There was a tailgate before the contest as well for the benefit of a Dort College ag student whose family was affected by the tornadoes last Friday. And the pitch is errant. Trey Pickney has to track it down inside his 10-yard line. He's going to be marked down at the 8. That's where he fell down on it. So a loss of 8 on the play, and that's going to bring up second down and 16. Well, if you're Dort College, second down and 18, beg your pardon. Second down and 18, a loss of 8 on the play. For Dort College, you would have liked to have seen them continue that momentum they had with two straight scores, but last couple of offensive plays have not been positive. Newman hands it off straight up the middle, and Leonard Manuel trying to get some yardage back, and he stopped for no gain. Third down and long. He picks up a couple yards. It'll be third down and 16. 4:45 and counting. First quarter, Dort College leads 14-0 on a breezy, sunny day in Sioux Center. Newman is under center. Fennig goes in motion. They pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig on the edge. He cuts it back to inside the hash mark, and he's brought down at the 17-yard line, back at about the original line of scrimmage. Not nearly enough for a first down. Dort College now facing fourth down and 8, and Heath Bonestro is on to punt with the wind. Back to return, David Rivera. Rivera back deep, and he will station himself at the 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage for the defenders is the 18. Bonestro Bonus throw will get this one away from about the 7 or 8 yard line. He's inside the 5 right now. No rush. He gets away an end-over-end kick. That'll take a bounce at the Trinity 34-yard line and skips out of bounds at the 29. And that is where Trinity will start from. First down and 10 for Trinity. And they will take over at their own 29-yard line. 3:46 left to play in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. For Bonus Throw, that's a 53-yard punt with the wind and his first punt of the day. And Trinity will take over first down and 10 at their own 29. So Trinity with the football. And it looks like we may have a new quarterback in for Trinity Bible and the Lions. Back to pass. Pass is complete, and he is leveled. Cam Petrie coming up to make the stick on David Rivera, and Rivera never had possession of it. Petrie saw that coming, was unable to jump the pass route, played it conservatively, and jars the ball free as Rivera has it into his hands and then out of his hands too quickly, so no pass completion there. Second down and 10 on the way. Quarterback in for Trinity now is Taylor Martindale. Martindale has completed 42 passes for 405 yards this season. He's back to pass, draw play, hands it off to Phillips. I beg your pardon, to Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, he picks up 3 on the draw play. And that's going to bring up 3rd down and 7. 3rd and 7 coming for the Lions. 3:25 and counting first quarter. Dort College 14, Trinity nothing. Dort College will change their defensive alignment here now. Emery will line up at a left defensive end. Josh Shank is in at tackle. Shotgun formation for the Lions. Back to pass. Over the middle. Batted down by Ray Cleveland. Incomplete. So Cleveland knocks it down. Pass was intended for David Rivera. Would have been enough for a first down. And that will bring up 4th down. So 3 plays and a punt coming for Trinity. And they'll punt this away from their own 32. Kalen Coates will be kicking. Fennig will step up to the 40-yard line. A high spiraling kick that's going to go out of bounds, and Dort College should get pretty good field position. And this will be marked all up at the 44-yard line. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 from their own 44 for Coates. That is a 37-yard punt into the wind. Dort College takes over first down and 10 with 2:57 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College leading 14-0. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Newman runs option, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney loses it. It's down on the ground. Pickney covers it up. Seth Peterson was right there as well. And Pickney has to fall on top of it. The timing just not quite there for Trey Pickney. He's missed a couple of games due to injury. And last couple of pitch plays to him have not gone well. Let's see if he's able to get his timing back and get his legs under him. 2nd down and 16, loss of 6 on the play. Back to pass is Newman. Newman pass over the middle is incomplete, intended for Van Grau. Had Darryl Van Grau open over the middle. Closest man to him was Colin Anderson. Van Grau makes that grab. He's running for a while until Anderson is able to chase him down. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. That'll bring up 3rd down and 16. 3rd and 16. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Neither team able to put together a time-consuming drive thus far. Newman is under center. He's got 15 seconds to get the playoff. Send a man in motion. That's Francis. Play action, drops back to pass, has some room to run, gets away from one defensive player, spins, and is brought down at the 46-yard line. He gains 9 yards on the play, takes a shot at the end of the play, and that'll bring up 4th down and 8. 4th down and 8, and Dort College has an opportunity to pin Trinity Bible deep in their own territory, and Bonestro will be called on to punt. Football is at the 45-yard line. Last couple of offensive series for Door College, not producing much yardage. Bonus drill will get this one away. This one's a wobbler and takes a bounce at the 30, and it takes a Trinity bounce to the 33-yard line. So Trinity will take over at their own 33. With 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM for bonus throw that time. That's just a 23-yard punt. I know it says the wind says it's out of the northwest, but it certainly looked like that one was into the wind as it wobbled and died. In at quarterback is Taylor Martindale for Trinity. He turns, hands, gives to Johnny Perry, and Perry picks up maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be second down. Seth Vandervoort in on the stop. Also there for Dort College, Jake Atkinson. That brings up second down and 8. Well, it's been 3 plays and out last few series now for both teams as they struggle to get their offense rolling. Taylor Martindale in the pistol. He's got Perry in the backfield with him. Back to pass. Pass over the middle is batted and incomplete. Nearly picking it off was Vinoy Harris. Pass falls incomplete. Brings up third down and 8. Vinoy Harris back in action for the first time this season. He had a knee sprain early in the year. He's a sophomore from Arlington, Texas. 6 foot, 220 pounder. He's a big part of the Dort College defensive plans coming into the season. And good to see him back out on the field this afternoon. 55 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Dort College leading 14 to nothing. Martindale in the pistol, facing third down and 8. He's back to pass. Pocket collapsing. He passes incomplete. Batted down by Cole McLean. If McLean doesn't bat it down, it looks like Chris McDaniel might pick that off as well. And the clock stops on the incomplete pass. It's going to be fourth down and a punt forthcoming for Trinity Bible. So 3 plays and out for Trinity. And Dort College will send Daniel Fennig back deep. Kalen Coates will get the punt away, nearly blocked. Fennig will call for a fair catch. And the ball takes a bounce for Dort College. Dort College's favor at the 40. Comes back to the 44-yard line. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 at the 43. So Dort College takes over with 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Thomas Newman comes in from the sideline. Newman is a sophomore from Colorado Springs, Colorado, 6'1", 193-pounder. He's under center for Dort College. Sends a man in motion. They hand it off to Aaron Francis, misdirection, and Francis coming back against the grain, picks up 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 6, and we will see if Dort College gets another play off before the quarter comes to a close. Second down and 6 yards to go. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Certainly looks like they intend to get another play off. Thomas Newman is under center. You've got Leonard Manuel behind him. Split off to the right is Sam Verhulst. Back to pass is Newman. Newman throws it up for grabs to Verhulst. Verhulst comes down with it near the sideline, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 25-yard line. A first down for the defenders. And for Dort College, that is an 18-yard pickup on the play. As the quarter comes to a close, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College will have it. First down and 10 at the Trinity 35 when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College will be moving from right to left as the second quarter begins. Dort College leading 14 to nothing. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Thomas Newman is under center for the defenders. Newman pitches over to Fennick. Fennick turns the corner at the 35 to the 30. Racing to the edge. 25 spins around, stays in bounds all the way down to the 20-yard line. A 15-yard gain on the play for Daniel Fennick and a Dort College first down. And the Dort College defenders deep in Trinity Bible territory. So after sputtering on offense for a couple of series, Dort College has it first down and 10 at the Trinity 20-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. 14:35 and counting. Up to the line of scrimmage is Newman. Thomas Newman pitches over to Francis. Francis gets a block. He's to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. So Dort College... It's either Daniel Fennig or Leonard Manuel who threw the block that sprung Aaron Francis. And Francis races into the end zone for a 20-yard touchdown run. And the Dort College defenders cap a 57-yard drive with that 20-yard run by Francis. That is the third Dort College player to score a touchdown this afternoon. On to attempt the point after is Dykstra. So Barry Dykstra, the Michigan native, out of the hold of Cole McLean, gets that one through, and the Dort College defenders lead 21 to nothing. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 20-yard touchdown run by Aaron Francis, and the defenders have a 21 to nothing lead. Trinity Bible running it out from the 10-yard line to the 20, to the 22, and the kick returner brought down by Jake Atkinson. So Atkinson in on yet another tackle. First quarter statistics, Dort College outgaining Trinity 108-16, 60 yards on the ground, 48 through the air. Time of possession, Dort College 8:41, Trinity Bible 6:19. Aaron Francis through the first quarter of play, 24 yards on two carries. Leonard Manuel, 22 yards on four carries. Thomas Newman, 3 of 4 through the air for 48 yards and a touchdown. Trinity Bible back to passes. Martindale, he throws a swing pass over to John Perry, and Perry, Johnny Perry, is brought down at the 33-yard line, close to a first down. And if it is a first down, that would be Trinity's first initial first down of the day, and they signal that it is a Trinity Bible first down. So Trinity Bible starting this drive at their own 23 with a little over 14:20 left to go. In the first half, they hand it off to Perry. Perry gashes through the line, and he's to the 40, to the 30. A foot race now. McLean trying to catch him, and they'll bring him down inside the 15-yard line. McLean and McDaniel on pursuit of Perry, and Johnny Perry that time able to swing the field position battle. Brings it all the way down to the Dort College 13-yard line. That is, I believe, a 54-yard run on the play. Ran out of gas at about the 20. You could see McLean was going to catch him. Martindale in the pistol. Martindale drops back to pass. They're looking for Perry over the middle. Incomplete. Perry was actually open on the similar play to how they started the drive with a swing pass to the left. Instead, they threw it over the middle, and that pass fell incomplete. Second down and 10 for Trinity at the Dort College 15-yard line. That's where they mark the football. They turn hand. New running back, and he's got some room to run, and rumbling inside the 10 is Justin King before he's brought down. So King with a 9-yard pickup on the play brings up third down and 1. Now Trinity does not have a great kicking game, so I'd imagine they're in 4-down territory here. Martindale, the quarterback. Martindale turns, hands it off to Perry, and nothing there for Perry as he's brought down by 3 Dort College defensive players. First man there was Dwight Green. So Dwight making the stop, a loss of 5 on the play. Or 4, I should say. It's going to bring up 4th down and 5. Football is back at the 10. And decision time for Trinity Bible. And I don't think there's much decision to make from what I've looked at their statistics. They're going to go for it here. 4th down and 5. Taylor Martindale is the quarterback. Pistol formation. He's got Perry behind him. Look for Perry to try and make a play. They've got to find a way to get their playmaker the ball. They fake the handoff to Perry. Perry out of the backfield. Martindale scrambling to his right. Pass to the corner of the end zone and into the end zone. A touchdown. The touchdown completed to David Rivera. Thought Rivera went out of bounds and then came back inbounds in the end zone. But a 10-yard touchdown toss from Martindale to Rivera. As the pocket collapsed on the play action, Martindale was able to scramble to his right. And Trinity Bible puts together a 77-yard touchdown drive to make it 21-6, pending the point after attempt. They'll line up. They'll go for two. And getting into the end zone for the two-point conversion is Cole White. Cole White on the carry. The two-point conversion is good. And the Dort College defenders lead 21-8. 12:31 left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 21-8. Trinity kicking off when we're back right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Trinity Bible, not a true onside kick attempt, but a short kick attempt by Jerome Green. A kick from the 35 is fielded by Dort College at their own 40. And that is where Dort College will take over, first down and 10, actually at their own 39. So Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 39, leading 21-8. Dort College took advantage of great field position to get their first two scores. A longer drive to score on their third touchdown of the day. And here's a pitch over to Dan Fennig. Fennig trying to cut back. He's at the 45-yard line of Trinity. And he slips out of bounds at the 40. And that'll be a first down for the defenders. 21-yard pickup on the play for Fennig. Fennig having a good day so far. He was able to race to the edge, and Dort College has the advantage physically once you get to the edge. They've got quicker players, it appears to me, in Fennig and Francis. See if they're able to soften things up on the edge and then come back with Leonard Manuel up the middle. They pitch it right side over to Francis. Francis to the 40, to the 36-yard line. Picks up four on the play as the play gets stretched out. Making the tackle, Rondell Tucker Bain, I believe, number 31. He lines up at a right defensive end, and he was able to pursue the play. Tucker Bain, a 6'3", 250-pounder from Compton, California. He looks like a specimen. He was able to chase Francis down from behind. As he pursued from the opposite defensive end, they ran away from him, and he was able to chase it down from behind. Back to pass is Newman. Newman, pass over the middle. Incomplete, intended for Francis. In and out of the hands. Falls incomplete at the 20-yard line. More than enough for a first down. And Francis comes down with that one. He's running to the running to pay dirt. Instead, it falls incomplete. It'll be third down and six. Third and six coming for the defenders. My guess would be they're in four-down territory here. Thomas Newman up to the line of scrimmage. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 11:18 left to play in the first half. St. Francis in motion. Newman keeps it himself, calls his own number, and he's got enough for a first down. Takes it from the 36-yard line down to the 29. He needed 5 yards. He got seven, and the Dort College defenders have a first down. Their second first down of this drive. Dort College trying to grind this one out. They did have a pass attempt over the middle intended for Aaron Francis that fell incomplete, but now it's first down and 10 for the defenders at the Trinity 29-yard line. Thomas Newman coming up a little bit gimpy, limping over towards the sideline to get the play call. He wants a little bit of time. 10 seconds left to go. He's going to have to hustle. 8 seconds on the play clock. 5 seconds on the play clock. He's under center. 3 seconds. He'll get the play off. Pitches over to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. This play is going to get stretched out. Stiff arms one player. Dances away from trouble. He's to the 30, to the 25, and he's brought down at the 24-yard line. Daniel Fennig had no business. He had absolutely no business picking up any positive yardage on that play. He was dead to rights at the 35. He was able to stiff-arm a would-be tackler, though, at the 35. Got it back to the line of scrimmage at the 29 and then was able to spin inside for a 5-yard pickup on the play. So he had to run about 30 yards to get those 5 yards. But get those 5 yards, he did. It's going to be second down and five, and now we've got a Trinity player shaken up on the play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Player being attended to on the field. Unable to make out who that is for Trinity. He's being attended to by Dort College training staff and head athletic trainer. That is Chris Fagerness. And helping the injured player to his feet is the training staff. And Marcus White is the player who was shaken up, injured on the play. White, 170-pounder from Pocono Beach, Florida. He's listed as a freshman. So Trinity, Dort College will be facing second down and five. The defensive player for Trinity hurt on the play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Newman sends man in motion, hands it off up the middle to Leonard Manuel. Manuel picks up a yard on the play. It's going to be third down and three. Third and three. Dort College in Trinity territory. Going to give him a yard, yard and a half on the play. Mark it at the 23. Got to make it inside the 20. Get to the 19. It's enough for a first down. Get to the 20. It'll be short. Third down and three. Third down and a long three. Dort College splitting the receivers off wide left and wide right. Hand off to Manuel. Manuel, a little bit of room to run, and he's able to fall forward close to a first down. Looks like they might mark his knee down at the 20. And that's what we talked about. If he gets to the 20, it's probably not enough. If he gets to the 19, it is enough. That is not enough for a first down. It's going to be fourth down and less than a yard. Fourth down and less than a yard for the defenders. I'd imagine Trinity's going to load things up in the box. They will. Newman is under center. Steps out from underneath center. He looks to the sideline, gets the play. Fullback is Leonard Manuel. You've got eight in the box. They pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig to the 20, to the 15. He's got enough for a first down, a 5-yard pickup on the play. And helping out to spring that play, you've got the receiver, Van Grau, on the near side throwing a block, and also for Dort College on the near side, Ethan Kovach. Kovach able to pull out from his left guard position, got downfield, threw a tackle, and was able to spring Fennig for enough yardage for a first down. A pickup of four on the play as they'll mark him at the down at the 16. 8:40 and counting, first half. Dort College 21, Trinity 8. They pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney at the 15, and he's drug down from behind at the 12-yard line. It's going to be a 3-yard pickup on the play. I'll give him four. It's going to be second down and six. Second and six, Sador College converting on a fourth down try. Well, initially they had it almost to the 10-yard line for the mark, but instead they bring it back to about the 13. It's going to be second down and seven. Second and seven. Under center is Newman. Fennig is in motion. Newman keeps it himself. Newman, the ball carrier, he's inside the 10 down to about the 9. Gain of four on the play. Short of the first down, it's third down and two. Third down and two. This is a drive that started for the defenders at their own 39-yard line with 12:31 left to go in the half. And they've taken about 5 minutes off of the clock. One of the statistics Dort College is watching closely this year is time of possession. Thomas Newman is the quarterback, third down and short. Newman's going to run option, keeps it himself. He's still not down. He's at the five-yard line. He was laying on top of a couple of players. His knee was not touching, though, and he tries to spin out and is brought down at the five-yard line. Another first down for the defenders. So Dort College keeps the drive moving. It's going to be first down and goal to go at the Trinity five-yard line. First down and goal to go for Dort College at the five. Thomas Newman is the quarterback. He turns, fakes the pitch, instead hands off to Leonard Manuel. And Manuel, the easiest 5 yards he's going to get today. He goes in almost untouched up the middle. And a 5 yard touchdown run by Manuel makes it 27-8, pending the point after. So Dort College in the driver's seat. Up 27-8 with 6:45 left to play in the first half. Point after coming here for Barry Dykstra. So Dykstra will kick it out of the hold of Cole McLean, and Dykstra's kick is up, and it's through. Dort College leads 28-8. Dykstra entered the game 7-8 on point after attempts. He is 4-for-4 today, so he's 11-12 so far this season. On point after tries, and the Dort College defenders have a 28-8 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up at halftime, we will check in with the scores from across the conference today. Dort College stepping outside of the conference for play this afternoon. Kickoff takes a bounce at the 5 yard line. It's fielded at the 3 by Kalen Coates, and Coates runs into a roadblock at the 15 yard line on the far sideline. And that'll bring up Trinity possession at their own 15. Dort College, a time consuming drive on that last possession. So they took the football from their own 39 yard line to Pater with Leonard Manuel capping the drive with a touchdown run, his first touchdown of the season. And the Dort College defenders leading 28-8 with 6:38 left to play in the first half. Martindale is the quarterback. He's in the pistol. Fakes the handoff to Perry. Back to pass under pressure. Pass is picked off and taken away by Ray Cleveland. Cleveland at the 35-yard line to the 25. Gets a block. He's to the 20. He might go 15, 10, 5, and he's forced out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Looking for flags on the play. There are none that I see. And Ray Cleveland with the interception and return on the first play from scrimmage. Trinity went play action. And Dort College has it first down and goal to go at the 3. So Cleveland with the interception and return to the 3-yard line. And Dort College now takes over first down and 10 with 6:24 left to go in this first half. And they've got a short field to work with, and that's an understatement. They're at the Trinity 3-yard line. Newman keeps it himself. Second effort, and he got bent over. Hopefully, he comes up all right. Got his legs underneath him and then pushed backwards. Gains maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be second down and goal to go from the 2. Second and goal to go from the 2. Dort College leading 28-8, 5:55 and counting. First half. Newman fakes the pitch, follows his offensive line into the end zone, and Newman with the touchdown. So Newman with a 2-yard touchdown run, and the Dort College defenders lead at 34-8, pending the point after. For Newman, I believe that is his first rushing touchdown of the season. Beg your pardon, his second. Lenard Manuel also with his second rushing touchdown earlier this afternoon. And on to attempt the point after is Barry Dykstra. Dort College enjoying a 35-8 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, a 3-yard touchdown drive set up by a Ray Cleveland interception. We'll be back with more right after this. 35-8, Dort College in front, taking advantage of a Trinity turnover that time. As Ray Cleveland returned it inside the 5. And Dort College now up 35-8. Kevin Giese is on to kick off. And that ball will get driven through the end zone and a touchback. Trinity will have it. First down and 10 for Trinity. 5:47 left to go in the first half. Now, this is a team that went toe-to-toe with Waldorf last week, I should say. Waldorf recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown as time expired to turn a 7-2 ball game into a 13-2 final score. Trinity is on the field, trailing 35-8. Martindale hands it off, and there's not much there for Johnny Perry. Perry, nothing there as he runs on the left side. Tackle made by Dort College's Brock Dominguez. Dominguez, defensive tackle, making the stop. It's going to be second down and 10. Trinity starting from their own 25-yard line after that touchback moments ago. 5:18 and counting, first half. Dort College, this is not a situation the defenders have been in much, and that is rolling on someone, 35-8. Let's see if they're able to make a defensive stop. They swing it out to the left side, and an open field tackle made by Chris McDaniel. Not much there after the reception by David Rivera. Rivera picks up maybe 4 yards on the play, but McDaniel able to make the one-on-one stop. And that's going to bring up third down and long for Trinity. Trinity inside their own 30-yard line. Football still at the 29. Nice-sized crowd on hand for today's contest. What I understand, there is a parent and family and alumni gathering after today's contest for the football players. Back to pass is Martindale. Martindale, pass over the middle is complete, and that's a first down. Chris McDaniel in on the stop, also there for Dort College, Vinoa Harris. That's out to the 39-yard line. That was Cameron Bird who made the catch. So Trinity trying to open it up a little bit with their passing game. Now they go empty backfield. Martindale back to pass. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Pass is complete. An 8-yard pickup on the play. Pass completed to Tanner Twigg. Twigg, his 18th catch this season. And Trinity trying to go hurry up. Second down and 2, shaken up on the play is Jonathan Gardner. Gardner limping off to the sideline. So Jonathan Gardner off of the field under his own power. And Trinity has it in the pistol, second down and 2. Martindale turns, hands, gives to Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, he's in open field, and he's brought down at the Dort College 45-yard line. Again, it's McDaniel who makes the tackle. Don't know that it would have been a touchdown-saving tackle. Perry still had the secondary to get through, but that was a one-on-one tackle. McDaniel makes the stop. That's more than enough for a first down for Trinity. And Trinity trying to go hurry up. 3:30 left to play in the half. They turn, hand it off to Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, and not much there that time as Seth Vandevort's not fooled on the play. Also making the stop for Dort College. Was that Emery? Curtis Emery on the far side. Might have been Dwight Green as well. No, that was Josh Shank, 99. Josh Shank makes the stop as well. Door College with Dwight Green on the near side. Adam Ornchus is the defensive tackle. Also at a defensive tackle is Josh Shank. Martindale in the pistol, back to throw. Pocket collapses, he's under pressure, and Emery providing the pressure. The pass falls incomplete, intended for Johnny Perry. And that's going to bring up third down. Third down and long. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. We've got Perry in the backfield along with Martindale for Trinity. Four down linemen for the defenders. Pressure applied again, and the pass falls incomplete. Providing the pressure for North College was Dwight Green, and Dwight just pinning the ears back and coming. And Martindale, back at his own 40-yard line, throws the pass away. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down and nine. Trinity is forced to punt, and with their hurry-up offense and some incomplete passes, they have left some time on the clock for North College to work with. Fourth down and nine. Trinity kicking. And back to receive will be Daniel Fennick. Jerome Green, I believe, on to punt. Gets it away. And this one will tumble towards the end zone. And Trinity wanted a roughing the kicker call. Curtis Emery pressuring the kicker, and it'll be first down for the defenders as the ball went out of bounds inside the 10 down at the 9. Once I saw that the defenders, Daniel Fennig, was not going to make the return, I stopped following the path of the ball, but was rather watching the activity in the backfield for Trinity. Newman pitches it over to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. Fennig to the 10, turns the corner 15. Cuts it back to the 20, and is brought down at the 20-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play, and should be enough for a first down. So North College starting at their own 9-yard line. 2:22 left to play in the first half. North College leading 35-8. 35-8 our score. Newman under center. Newman has it, pitches right over to Francis. Francis gets a block. He's to the 20, and that's it. Doesn't pick up much on the play. It's going to be second down and nine. Second and nine. North College with a football. At halftime, we'll be entertained by the marching band from the Sioux Center Middle School. So second down and nine. Newman is under center. Newman sends a man in motion, back to pass, and he's under pressure, and he's going to be brought down. Newman sacked on the play. Daniel Rodriguez with his seventh sack this year. And they will mark the forward progress for Dort College's Newman. A loss of five on the play, so it'll be third down and long. 1:12 remaining in the first half. Newman is under center, third down and long. Newman fakes the handoff. He's going to drop back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, throws a wobbler over the middle, and the pass falls incomplete. And Chris Sotsma turns into a defensive back by default as that ball's up in the air, and he makes sure that the defensive player is unable to come down with it. And that'll bring him fourth down and long with under a minute left to go in the first half. It'll be Dort College punting. Heath Bonestrow, with his heels at the goal line, will be punting with the line of scrimmage at the 16. Here's the kick, a spiraling kick taken at the 42-yard line. And stopped on the play is David Rivera. Making the tackle for Dort College, Leonard Manuel on special teams. And for Bonestro, that's about a 42-yard punt. Dort College goes three plays and out. Now Trinity will get the football back with 44 seconds remaining in this first half. Dort College leads 35-8. Turnovers playing a big part in two of Dort College's early scores. A couple of interceptions. First down and 10 for Trinity at their own 49-yard line. So a 7-yard return. Martindale is the quarterback. Martindale back to pass. Drops back. Pass over the middle is incomplete. And that'll bring up second down and 10. And Johnny Perry wanted a penalty on the play. He got tangled up at about the 40. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 38 seconds remaining. 38 seconds left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 35-8. Martindale in the pistol. Back to pass is Martindale. Martindale passed over the middle is complete. 7-yard pickup on the play. McDaniel in on the stop. It's going to bring up third down and 3 and a timeout on the field. Pass was completed to Justin Smith. That's going to bring up third down. And Trinity calls a timeout. 31 seconds up to go. In this half of play, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Starting to check some of the scores from around the conference. Morningside leads Hastings 14-0. Concordia leads Nebraska Wesleyan 13-3. Third down and long, four for Trinity. Back to pass is Martindale, and Martindale's going to be drugged down by Micah Applegate. A quarterback sack for Applegate. That's his second of the season. The senior defensive end, 240-pounder from Arvada, Colorado, with his second quarterback sack of the season. A loss of two on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 4. Trinity will try to get one play off to close the half. They do. 2 seconds left. Back to pass is Martindale. He's under pressure again. We've got a flag thrown at the 50-yard line. He's going to throw it up for grabs, and the pass is complete inside the 5, but falling to the ground is number 84, David Rivera. But there's a flag on the play. That was about 4 yards deep in the end zone. Brock Dominguez lost his helmet in the process. Now the penalty can't end on a defensive, or the half can't end on a defensive penalty here. Let's see what the call is. Darren Berg will be the next voice you hear from the field of play explaining this to us. At best for Trinity, it will be a defensive penalty, and they'll be able to run another play. Martindale was back at his own 30-yard line before he scrambled free. And here's the explanation.
Hands in the face. On the offense, that penalty is declined, and the half is over.
So because the play goes inside the 5, and it ends the half, in effect. Dort College declines the penalty. They don't want to accept it because then Trinity would have an untimed play to end the half, from my understanding. And as it is, Dort College goes into the locker room leading 35-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. In the background, you will hear the marching band for the Sioux Center Middle School. entertaining at halftime of this afternoon's contest. Orr College leads 35-8 over the Trinity Bible Lions. Here's how the scoring went for Orr College in the first half. Orr College scored at the 12:01 mark of the first quarter. A five-play, 28-yard drive. Darryl Bengrau caught a 12-yard pass from Thomas Newman, 7-0. Daniel Fennig then scored at the 7:57 mark of the first quarter on a one-yard touchdown run by Daniel Fennig. Five plays, 26 yards, 14-0, our score at that point. Aaron Francis made it 21-0 with a touchdown run of 20 yards, capping a four-play, 67-yard drive to make it 21-0 with 14:24 left to go in the first half. Trinity answered with a 77-yard drive of their own. That cut was used six plays. David Rivera caught a 9-yard touchdown pass from Taylor Martindale to make it 21-8. The point after was good. York College then scored two touchdowns to close the half. One of them, a 61-yard drive that took 12 plays. Leonard Manuel tumbled in from 5 yards out to make it 28-8. And Thomas Newman took it in from 1 yard out after Ray Cleveland had an interception that was returned all the way inside to the 2-yard line. North College took two plays to punch it in, made it 35-8 at the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, the report's coming in as we take a diversion from football here at halftime. The report's coming in. Dort College women's and men's cross-country teams running at a race hosted at Lawrence, Kansas, on the same course that will host the national meet in a few weeks. Dort College, the women win that event. Good showing by the defenders. A loaded field. From what I understand, the ninth-rated team in the country, Dort College, along with the 10th, 11th, 12th, and I believe 13th-rated teams, all running in that high-powered event. And Dort College will come home with a team title. So congratulations to Coach Greg Van Dyke and his team on a nice showing here in the middle of October with their cross-country team. Now for Dort College and the cross-country team, again, we take a diversion from football right now. They will be... they'll be running at Mount Marty in a couple of weeks. That's the final tune-up before the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships. And then from there, it's hopefully the national meet. And we will see if the Dort College men can continue their improvement as the season goes along. They've cracked the top 25 as well and are number 24 in the country. Back to football now. The numbers for Dort College, 13 first downs to 7 first downs for Trinity. Dort College, 164 yards rushing, 87 for Trinity. Passing, Trinity 87 yards, Dort College 48. Trinity 8 of 21 through the air, 3 interceptions. Dort College 3 of 6 through the air, no interceptions. 37 plays for Trinity from scrimmage, 174 total offense. Dort College 39 plays from scrimmage, 212 total yards of offense. Daniel Fennig leads Dort College with 8 carries for 67 yards. Aaron Francis, 5 carries for 49 yards. Leonard Manuel, 7 carries for 31 yards. Thomas Newman, 11 carries, 22 yards. All of those players have one touchdown each. Thomas Newman is 3 of 6 through the air for 48 yards and a touchdown. Sam Verhulst, Aaron Francis, and Darryl Van Grau all have receptions. Verhulst, 19 yards. Francis, 17 yards. Van Grau, 12 yards. His was a touchdown grab. Heath bonus throw, 3 punts for 39.3 yards per punt average. He had a long of 54. Chris McDaniel leading Dort College on defense with a total of 7 tackles, 5 solos, 2 assists. Seth Vandevort, 3 and 2. Jake Atkinson, 3 and 1. For Trinity Bible, Johnny Perry, 12 carries, 84 yards, a long of 52. Justin King, 1 carry for 9 yards. Taylor Martindale, 7 of 15 through the air, 84 yards. Braden Phillips, 1 of 6 through the air, 3 yards, and 2 interceptions. David Rivera, 3 receptions for 48 yards and a touchdown. Johnny Perry, 2 receptions for 14 yards. Kalen Coates, 4 punts, 36.2 yards per punt average. Jerome Green, 1 punt for 34 yards. Barry Bighorn, 4 solos, 2 assists. Kalen Coates, 3 solo, 1 assisted stop. Jerome Green, 3 solo stops for Trinity Bible. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, October 12th, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westrup. On your Football Saturday Report this week, let's look back at last week's final scores around the GPAC. Number one ranked Morningside defeated Midland on the road 32-7. It was Briarcliff winning at Hastings 12-7. Concordia remained undefeated. The Bulldogs winners at Dort 32-0. Nebraska Wesleyan at home upsets Doan 20-19. And in non-conference play, Dakota Wesleyan wins at Dakota State 23-14, the final score. Northwestern was off last week in GPAC football action. The Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week are as follows. Ryan Kasdorf, quarterback from Morningside College on the offensive side of the ball. 358 yards of total offense for Kasdorf and the Mustangs. Phil Latimer, defensive lineman from Nebraska Wesleyan, is the defensive player of the week, a big part of a defensive unit that limited Doan to just 175 total yards of offense in that win at home at Able Stadium. And Devin Thomas, returner for Morningside College, is the special teams player of the week in the GPAC, a 70-yard touchdown punt return in that win at Midland. And that's a look back at your players of the week and scoreboard from last week within the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week in GPAC football. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It's another Football Saturday in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on this October 12th. And let's go right to the schedule. A top 20 showdown in Seward this week. Number 15, Concordia, will host number 22, Nebraska Wesleyan, at 1 o'clock at Bulldog Stadium. Concordia undefeated, 5-0 overall, 3-0 in the GPAC. They will welcome in Nebraska Wesleyan, who has back-to-back wins against ranked opponents Northwestern and Doan, respectively. And that will be a big matchup in Seward this weekend. Dakota Wesleyan will head to Crete to battle Doan in the All-Tiger matchup. Doan slips down to number 20 in this week's NAIA rankings. Dakota Wesleyan coming off that non-conference win at Dakota State. Number one ranked Morningside, undefeated in the season, home for homecoming. They'll welcome in the Broncos of Hastings College, who come in with a record of 1-4. And a night game in Vermilion at the Dakota Dome has Briarcliff welcoming Northwestern. Briarcliff, back-to-back wins, wins over Dort 2 weeks ago at the Dome, and then last week at Hastings, will welcome in a Red Raider squad who was off last week, lost a couple of weeks ago to Nebraska Wesleyan at home. Non-conference this week, Trinity Bible is at Dort for Defender Days in Sioux Center. Let's go to the NAIA Top 10 then this week. Morningside is the number one team in the country, followed by the University of the Cumberlands at number 2. Grandview is ranked 3. University of St. Francis is 4. Benedictine, 5. Missouri Valley is ranked 6th. Carroll up 2 spots this week to number 7. Ottawa is ranked 8th. St. Ambrose is 9. And St. Xavier of Chicago is ranked 10th. Concordia 15, Doan 20, and Nebraska Wesleyan number 22 this week in the NAIA Top 25. Complete details on this week's schedule, also stats of all of our football teams on our website at gpacksports.com. You can read all about what's going on around the league, not just in football, but the other sports as well. Preseason basketball polls came out this past week. Check them out online at this time. That's your GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Scores that we have at halftime. Concordia leading Nebraska Wesleyan 13-3. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan 14-7. Morningside shutting out Hastings at halftime 14-0. Northwestern and Briarcliff playing at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. No report on that contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College won the coin toss to start the contest. They elected to defer to the second half, leading 35-8 here at halftime. I'll be curious to see what Dort College elects to do, if they elect to take the football or to take the win here in the second half. Now, I would think there wouldn't be much of a decision to make. You'd want the football back. You had a good half offensively, and you want to build on that here, and it appears that is what Dort College will indeed do. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Trinity Bible again, trying a true onside kick this time, and the ball skips to the 50-yard line and making the grab for Dort College there, and falling down immediately was Jason Miller. Miller, a freshman from Byron Center, Michigan, grabs the football at the 50. Dort College will have fantastic field position to start the second half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College with a football. First down and 10 yards to go. Newman is under center. Newman turns, hands, gives to Lennard. Lennard straight up the middle, bull rushing all the way up to the 39-yard line. Nothing fancy in terms of what Lennard does, but you watch that interior line play. You've got the center, Riley Sharper, and your right tackle, Ben Buma. They're doing some things to clear a path for Lennard Manuel, and I believe the right tackle is Hoyting. First down and 10 yards to go. Again, they hand it off to Manuel, and again, Lennard picks out the right side to run behind, and he is down to the 34-yard line. So a pickup of 5 on the play. It's going to be second down and 5, and Dort College picking up real estate in 5 and 10-yard chunks. Lennard Manuel comes up slowly, trying to conserve some energy. You heard the pregame interview. You heard Coach Greg Youngblood talk about the fact that his team is a little bit short right now with some of his S-backs and fullbacks. Second down and 5 for the defenders, up 35-8. As the second half begins, they pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig gets a block from Lennard. Lennard threw a block that springs Fennig down to the 10-yard line. It's those little things you sometimes miss. You're watching the ball carrier, but Lennard Manuel threw a block that gave Fennig a huge gap to run through, and he's all the way down to the 11-yard line before he is drug down. So Fennig, the recipient of that block by Lennard Manuel, and a knowing nod between those two as they come back up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College leading 35-8, first down and 10 yards to go at the Trinity 11-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Handed off to Lennard. Lennard again on the right side. He's still on his feet inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line, and that is Heath Hoyting on the right tackle spot, number 50. So you got Hoyting over there. I believe it's Ben Buma next to him. Riley Sharper is the center. The left side of the offensive line has Ethan Kovach. Talked about him getting out and throwing a block earlier. And Nathan Moorhead is the left tackle. So there's your offensive line for the defenders, clearing the path for Lennard Manuel on this drive. Keeping himself. Now they pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier to the 5, diving to the pylon. He caught the pylon. And is he in? No. They say his foot went out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play for Fennig. It looked like Newman might keep it himself and then pitched it to Fennig at the last instant. Fennig went airborne, caught the pylon with his hand, but they say that he was out of bounds at the 2. It's first a third down and 1 yard to go at the 2. They can get a first down without getting into the end zone. 35-8, Dort College trying to build on it. Newman is under center. Newman pitches it right side over to Francis. Francis is tripped up. Tripped up at the 2-yard line. He lunges forward to the 1. Someone got their hands on his feet, and he was tripped up, but he picks up a first down. Should be enough for a first down, and it is. And Dort College now facing first down and goal to go inside the 1. 12:33 left to go in the third quarter. Dort College, a time-consuming drive here, but they had great field position to start. Now they're facing first down and goal to go. Newman is under center. Let's see if he follows Sharper right into the end zone. Instead, he'll hand it off to the big fella, and Leonard Manuel is into the end zone for his second touchdown of the day. And Dort College leads at 41-8. And for the sixth time this afternoon, we hear the cannon fired here at Open Space Park. And the point after attempt on the way for Barry Dykstra. Dykstra had attempted 8 point afters coming into this contest. This will be his sixth point after attempt of the day. Cole McLean, the holder, snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through for Barry Dykstra. He's 6 for 6 today, and the Dort College defenders lead at 42-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Kevin Giese, the Oceanside, California native. High end-over-end kick, driven through the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. Colin Anderson lets it skip through the end zone. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Quarterback who started the contest is back into the game. That's Braden Phillips. Phillips' left-handed pass, incomplete. That'll bring up second down and 10. Phillips, a little bigger than Martindale. He's listed 6'5", 210 from Baker City, Oregon. Martindale, 6'2", 230. He's from Tacoma, Washington. Martindale ended up taking the majority of the snaps after a rocky start by Phillips. Phillips back to pass. His pass is tipped and incomplete. Getting his hand on it was JT Teixeira. Teixeira on the breakup. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Pair of incomplete passes for Trinity, and makes it difficult for Trinity as they have those incomplete passes. The clock stops and they end up giving Dort College more time, in effect, if they're unable to move the football. Trinity with the football, back to pass is Phillips. Phillips airs it out to the left side and incomplete. Chris McDaniel goes up and breaks it up, intended on the play. For Johnny Perry. So the pass falls incomplete and Dort College will get the ball back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A special hello this afternoon to Gloria Zylstra, one of our more faithful listeners over the years. And as we said during a volleyball broadcast, Gloria, thoughts go out to you as what you are facing in the coming months. Snap back to the punter, in, gets away from him, and he's able to knock it down the field near midfield. Pretty athletic play by the big fella. Able to get it away was Jerome Green, 6'2", 290. Pretty nimble, does a few dance moves, and as he's running to the sideline, is able to kick that football away and is able to knock it down the field. Dort College will have it, first down and 10 at their own 40, well, at the Trinity 47-yard line, but that had disaster written all over it for Trinity, and credit Jerome Green with getting that ball away. Pretty athletic play for a big guy, and now he's going to line up a nose tackle. He's also the handles the kickoffs for Trinity. He's punting and now playing nose tackle. Those are some combinations that you will not hear about very often. Ball gets away from Dort College on the exchange. We've got new players in, and Micah Twiddell falls on top of it for the Dort College defenders. So Twiddell is in for the defenders as Dort College goes to some of their backups. Gets them some playing time here with Dort College enjoying a 43-8 advantage. Kenny Lewis is lining up at an S-back. Daniel Fennig is now the fullback. I am not certain who that far side S-back is. Twiddell pitches it, and not much there for York College's Michael Sisson. Sisson lining up at the right side S-back. He's a junior from Omaha. No gain on the play. Actually loses some yardage, and that's going to be third down and 20. 10:50 left to play here in the third quarter. Dort College leading 42-8. Micah Twiddell under center. Twiddell has seen some playing time this season in other contests. He's going to drop back to pass. Tucks it away. He's going to try to run for it. Gets back to midfield and falls forward into Trinity territory at the 48-yard line. And now we've got a flag after the play. A flag comes out. There was some pushing going on after the play. And we will see who it's going to be against. A couple of handkerchiefs on the field, and if that's an unsportsmanlike conduct against Trinity, it'll be a first down for Dort College. If it's against the defenders, it'll take any real decision away from them in terms of whether they go for it here or punt. Here's the call. So offsetting penalties, and the Dort College defenders will punt with Heath Bonestrow doing the honors. So Bonestrow will be punting with the line of scrimmage at the Trinity 48. And now we have a whistle. Flag in the Trinity defensive backfield, and we have an illegal substitution called against Trinity. Now it's going to be fourth down and 6, and do you change your mind if you're Dort College? You need to get it to the 37 for a first down. Looks like they will stay with their decision to have Bonestrow punt now from the 43. Bonestrow is back in Dort College territory, angles it towards the sideline. It'll take a bounce near the 10 and go out of bounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Football marked at the 8-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Trinity at their own 8. 35-yard punt by Bonestrow, and that time you're not looking at the yardage so much as you're looking where did he get the football out of bounds. And where will Trinity start from? And anytime it's inside the 20, it's a good thing. You get inside the 10, and you start narrowing it down from there. You're giving your defense a huge advantage. Trinity with a football. This is Braden Phillips in at quarterback again. He's going to drop back to pass. The left-hander looking. Pass over the top is complete. And gambling for it was Cole McLean, and the receiver able to bring it into Dort College territory all the way down to the 40-yard line. That's Chris Wood. And just like that, you swing the field. A 52-yard pass completion from Phillips to Wood. And now Trinity has it at the Dort College 38-yard line. That's where they mark him out of bounds. First down and 10 yards to go for Trinity. Dort College leading 42-8, 9:40 remaining in this third quarter. They hand it off to Perry. Not much there. Making the tackle is Seth Vandevort. Vandevort in on the stop. Nick Payton also there for Dort College. It'll be second down and 7. Second and 7 coming. Pistol formation. Braden Phillips has Perry behind him, and now he's going to tuck it away and that was a draw play. Handoff to Perry. Second time we've seen that today. Perry's able to pick up a couple of yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 5. Third and 5. Dort College leads 42-8. Trinity facing third down and long yardage situation. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Dort College is going to counter with four down linemen. They hand it off to Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, not much there. Perry's going to be stopped short of the first down, I would imagine. Trinity, though, in four-down territory. Emery on the stop. Mandevort also there. Josh Shank plugging things up. And Brock Dominguez there. North College's defense pretty stout on that play. It's going to be fourth down and four, and Trinity has to go for it. You've got nothing to lose. 42 to 8 our score. Braden Phillips in at quarterback. Let's see if they try to air it out. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Phillips fake the handoff. He's going to roll left. He's the left-handed quarterback. He's going to roll, gets a block, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down, making the tackle for North College. Coming up to cut off the angle was Nick Payton, and Trinity turns it over on downs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoban Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Tudell in at quarterback. They send Sisson in motion. The handoff to the fullback, Fennig. Fennig stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe gained one on the play. It's going to be second down and nine. Second down and nine. Dort College's defense gives up a big play, but they come back to make the stop on fourth down. Dort College takes over. Fennig lining up at fullback for the defenders. Second down and eight. Dort College at their own 34-yard line. 7.5 left to go in the third quarter. Dort College leading. Twiddell under center. Got Sotsma lining up to the left for Dort College. They pitch it over to Sisson. Sisson gets a block. He's to the 35 to the 40 and brought down at the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Daniel Rodriguez. Rodriguez tracking it down. Rodriguez making that stop. I think he was able to flow over from a linebacker spot. Sisson gets enough for a first down for the defenders. Let's see if this unit can grind one out. Kenny Lewis is lining up at the S-back. So you've got some backups in at the skill position, but they're running behind the first team offensive line. Kenny Lewis, the ball carrier, and Lewis picks up 3 yards on the play. And it's going to be second down and seven. When Trey Pickney was hurt, Lewis was getting a few more reps on offense. Second down and 7 yards to go. Dort College leading 42-8. 6:30 left to play in the third period. Dort College went into the locker room up 35-8. And they scored on a 50-yard drive to start the second half. Punted on their last possession. Have it now second down and seven. They turn and hand it off to Fennig. Fennig bouncing to the outside. That's where he's got the advantage. And Daniel Fennig forced out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Picks up the first down on the play. Gain of 8. It's going to be first down and 10 for the defenders in Trinity territory at the 43. Fennig is approaching 100 yards rushing. First down and 10. First down and 10 yards to go. Sharper is over the football. He wears number 63. Under center is Twiddell. Pitches over to Lewis. Lewis trying to get to the corner. He does so. Sisson threw a block for him there, and Lewis is forced out of bounds near the 30. That's a first down, and we've got a flag on the play. Multiple flags on the play coming in after the play was dead on the sideline, and yet another flag comes in. This one, these could be costly for Trinity. You're already down 42-8. Dort College has it at the 30, and I'm going to guess these are going to be late hits and possibly another unsportsmanlike conduct. We'll see when Darren Berg clarifies for us. Not a good play for Cole White, number four. He got an unsportsmanlike for a late hit. another unsportsmanlike after the play concluded. So that was a 15-yarder down to the 15, and then another 7.5 yards tacked on. As it was half the distance to the goal line, and now Dort College has Micah Twiddell under center. Twiddell pitches left, gets it over to Sisson. Sisson racing to the corner. He could get there. He dives for the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, Dort College. An 8-yard touchdown run for Michael Sisson. As he is able to race to the corner. I believe that was Sisson at least. And let's make sure as we see who's getting the congratulations on the sideline. That's Michael Sisson, number 38, scoring his first touchdown of the season for the Defenders. He gets a big bear hug on the sideline from Trey Pickney. And the snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Barry Dykstra makes it 49-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. 5:23 left to go in the third quarter. Dort College leading 49-8. Things getting away from Trinity here in the second half, and we've seen some unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, and that's when the frustration really comes to a head. Kevin Giese is on to kick off for the Defenders. Back deep will be Colin Anderson. And the kick bounces at the 5-yard line. Colin Anderson will let it go into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. Dort College takes over first down and 10. Trinity Bible takes over first down and 10 at their own 25. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Braden Phillips is in at quarterback. Trinity Bible trailing 49-8. They're going to turn and hand it off to Kenny Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, he's to the 30, to the 35, and drug down at the 32-yard line. Garrett Wybinga on the tackle. I'll make sure that was Wybinga, or was that number 25, rather, Jake Atkinson. Got a few players shuffling in and out. I believe that was Atkinson, rather. Beg your pardon. Phillips back to pass. He passes incomplete off of the hands of Cameron Bird. He heard footsteps, though. Charging hard was Atkinson. And Teixeira was also there on the coverage. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10 on the way. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Kenny Perry's in the backfield, along with Phillips. Phillips back to pass. Fakes right, passes back left to Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, to the 40, to the 42-yard line on the pass completion from Phillips. That play slow in developing, but Perry was able to pick up 7 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 3. Third and 3 with 4:39 left to go. In the third quarter, Dort College leading 49-8. Dort College will be returning the trip to Ellendale, North Dakota next year. Back to pass. Phillips dodges the rush. Passes over the middle, and it might have been intercepted. It was not. Incomplete. Seth Vandevort there. Also in. Also there to break it up, Jake Atkinson. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down for Trinity Bible. Well, from here on out, Dort College, nothing will be easy. They go on the road to Nebraska Wesley, and 2 weeks from today, they're back home with Northwestern. They've also got road games with Doan and Hastings coming up before wrapping up the season with Dakota Wesleyan. High end-over-end kick by the Trinity punter, Jerome Green. Green able to sidestep the pressure and got the punt away. Plenty of hang time, and it goes out of bounds. Indoor College territory at the 32-yard line. Twiddell back in at quarterback. Looks like a new running back for the defenders. That'll be Kyle Melton. So Melton seeing playing time. He'll be the fullback. Indoor College leading 49-8. 4:10 remaining, third quarter. Looks like we've got some new offensive linemen as well. And nothing there that time for the Dort College defender quarterback, Micah Twiddell. Offensive line, one player had caught. That was Austin Reeder. He's a freshman from Kingwood, Texas. He's lined up on the left tackle. Looks like a new center in. That's Brian Bowman. Braden Friesen, I believe, number 53, if that would be correct. He'd be the left guard. Under center is Twiddell. Twiddell turns, hands, and nothing there. Nothing there for Melton. And we've got a player hurt for the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the field as injured player is attended to. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Jesse Davis, I believe the player that is shaken up on the play. Well, I better not venture a guess. I cannot make out that number for sure. Gets a little bunched up, but certainly looks like number 59 as he walks over to the sideline, and it is Jesse Davis, number 59, shaken up on the play. He comes off of the field under the assistance of Aaron Francis and Dort College's trainer Chris Fegerness. Twiddell pitches the right side over to Lewis. Kenny Lewis brought down at the 31-yard line. Struggles forward to pick up 1 yard on the play. And that will bring up fourth down and long. Well, taking a look at our GPAC calendar for today. We've got halftime scores from around the conference, and I said the one score we didn't have any report on yet was Northwestern and Briarcliff. That is because that game kicks off at 7 o'clock this evening at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota, on the campus of the University of South Dakota. Heath Bonestro on to punt, gets it away. A wobbling kick into the wind takes a Dort College bounce at about the 40-yard line. It'll go inside the 40 down to the 39. And that is where Trinity will start from, first down and 10. And it's at their own 38. 2:24 left to go in the third quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Change of possession. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual with insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Trinity, they send Martindale back into the game. They hand it off to Kenny Phillips. Beg your pardon, Johnny Perry. Johnny Perry with the carry. Gain of 2 on the play. That's going to bring up second down and 8. Second down and 8. The short gain for Perry. Taylor Martindale getting the reps at quarterback now after Braden Phillips started the second half. Pass falls incomplete. Breaking up the play for Dort College was Nick Payton. Pass intended for Tanner Twigg. And that'll bring up third down and 8. Trinity continuing to throw the football, and that stops the clock and makes their defense's job that much more difficult because Dort College controlling the clock here in the second half. Trinity has not had the football long in terms of time of possession here in the second half at all. Back to pass. Martindale pass complete over the middle for a first down to midfield. Rivera makes the grab to the 50-yard line. A gain of 10 on the play. It'll be first down and 10. Ball just in Dort College territory. Back to pass is Martindale. Martindale fires it behind the intended receiver. Tanner Twigg, the intended receiver, dropping back in coverage for the defenders was linebacker Loken Vandevek. That'll bring up second down and 10. 1:36 left to play. Third quarter, Dort College leading 49-8. 49-8, Dort College in the driver's seat. Dort College on their way to their second win of the season. Back to pass. Martindale swings it out left side, and the pass is complete to Johnny Perry. Perry stops short of the first down, though. He's out of bounds at the 46-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. And that will bring up third down and long. Third and long. Third down, 7 yards to go. Martindale is the quarterback. He saw significant playing time in the first half as well. Trinity splitting their snaps at quarterback. Martindale keeps it himself and gets it into a manageable fourth down and 2 situation down to the 41-yard line before he's tackled on the play by Loken Vandevek. That's going to bring up fourth down and 2. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. Well, just 2 home games remaining after today for the Dort College defenders. Fourth down and 2. They bring the offense up to the line of scrimmage. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 4 down linemen for the defenders. Martindale's going to keep it himself, tries to get to the edge. He pitches over to Perry, and Perry spins forward, and he's going to be close to a first down. Curtis Emery on the stop. Vandevek was there as well, along with Nick Payton. They'll eyeball it, and I think they're going to stop the clock, and they're going to ask for a measurement. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Chain gang comes in from the sideline. They'll stretch the chains out, measure it, and it looks like it's short by the nose of a football. Dort College will take over first down and 10. At their own 39-yard line. So the Dort College defense comes up with a stop. Trinity turns it over on downs. 31 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Dort College leading 49-8. Taking a look at that offensive line. Joe Wallace, I think that's number 62 at least, is left guard. Under center is Twiddell. Twiddell pitches right, gets it away to Kenny Lewis, and Lewis struggles his way back to the line of scrimmage. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Lewis picks up 1 on the play. It's going to be second down and 9 when we resume play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Doan tops Dakota Wesleyan 20-14 currently, and Morningside all over Hastings 37-0. Micah Twiddell with a football. He's at the 40 to the 45, breaks a tackle. He's to midfield, still on his feet, and dropped at the 45-yard line of Trinity. And he converts on the second down and 9 play to start the fourth quarter of play. And the Dort College defenders extend the drive into Trinity territory, first down and 10 at the 45. Well, you can bet that Dort College is not going to throw many passes in this situation. Up 49-8. You want to keep the clock moving. Running option is Twiddell. Twiddell keeps it himself. He's drugged down from behind. Defensive lineman got a fistful of jersey and then brought him down. Gain of 2 on the play for Twiddell. It'll be second down and 8. Today's broadcast also made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. or College in the driver's seat, 49-8. Took a lot of the excitement out of this one early, scoring on their first two possessions to make it 14-0. Keeping himself is Twiddell. Twiddell follows his fullback into the hole. He picks up 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and five. Third down and 5 yards to go. North College with a football in Trinity territory inside the 40. And they will let the clock wind down. 20 seconds on the play clock. North College taking as much time as possible. Twiddell keeps it himself, and that's been effective. Micah Twiddell. Pickup of another 7 on the play. Another first down, and the North College defenders have it at the 33-yard line. In the third quarter of play, well, I don't have the breakdown in the in terms of time of possession in the quarter, but for the game, North College 26-52, Trinity 18-08. North College now 304 yards of offense, 256 of those on the ground. They have run 53 plays from scrimmage to 24 for Trinity. Trinity with 10 first downs, North College with 21 so far. Under center, they hand it off, and the football's on the ground. Losing the football on the exchange was Kyle Melton. Melton and Twiddell never meshed on the handoff, and the football hits the turf. Trinity recovers, and the Lions have the football, first down and 10. At their own 40-yard line. New players in for Dort College on defense. Give them to you as I see them. I've got a number 94 on the field, and I'm not sure who that is. I don't have a 94 on my roster. Adam Warnches is lining up. Josh Shank, those are your tackles. And Trinity with a football. Martindale hands it off to Johnny Perry. Perry the ball carrier, and Perry picks up 8 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Sean Quinlan, inside linebacker, along with Logan Vandevac flowing to that play. Second down and two. Four down linemen for the defenders. Hand off to Johnny Perry, and Perry, not much there. He picks up maybe one on the play. It's going to be third down and one. Third down and one. Trinity with the football at their own 46-yard line. 11:50 left to play in this ballgame. North College 49, Trinity 8. They pitch it right over to Perry. Perry, the ball carrier, and Perry doesn't pick up much. But he picks up enough for a first down. And the North College defenders have surrendered the football into their territory. They're at their own. They're at the 47-yard line now, trying to come up with a defensive stop. Trinity Bible with the football. Taylor Martindale, the quarterback. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. And who's going to pick up that third player in coverage? 3 seconds on the play clock, and now Trinity will call the timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College able to pick off the pass. It was deflected and picked out of the air on the deflection by JT Teixeira. And the Dort College defenders get the football back as they force a turnover. Number 94, I didn't have an ID on him earlier. That is Glenn Thompson. But coming up with the attack, or with the interception off the deflection, was Teixeira. And the Dort College defenders get the football back. First down and 10 for the defenders, and a new quarterback in for Dort College. This will be Zach Barker. Barker, a freshman from Katy, Texas. First down and 10 for Dort College. Barker pitches it right side over to Lewis. Lewis, the ball carrier, to the 50. Play gets stretched out, and he is spun out of bounds. After a gain of 3 on the play, tackle made by Colin Anderson. And that'll bring up 2nd down and 7. Clock stops momentarily as they reset the ball after he went out of bounds. Up to the line of scrimmage, the defenders come. Brian Bowman in at center for the defenders. Under center is Barker. Barker with the football. He's looking for the pitch. He does make the pitch. That's Sisson. Sisson, the ball carrier. Sisson upended at the 45-yard line on the far side. Michael Sisson, a 5'6", 140-pounder from Omaha, Nebraska on the carry. Brings up 3rd down and 5. Sisson with a 70-yard touchdown run earlier in the ball game to make it 49-8 with 5:25 left to go in the third quarter. We're now at the 10-minute mark of the football game. Dort College in the driver's seat. Barker under center. Barker smothered, and he was barely able to make it out from underneath center. Making the stop for Trinity was Jerome Green. Dort College facing now 4th down and 5 as the clock continues to run. 9:40 and counting. Heath Bonestrow is on to punt. Bonestrow will be punting with the line of scrimmage at the 45-yard line. The Trinity 45. Let's see if Bonestrow can get one inside the 10. Snap is back to Bonestrow. A little bit of pressure. End-over-end kick. That gets up into the wind, though, and that's going to be marked down by Dort College at the 35. So not a great punt that time by Bonestrow. So Heath Bonestrow will come to the sideline and disappointed with his kick that time. Trinity will have the football, 1st down and 10 at their own 34. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Even when you're ahead and things go your way, still an emotional and high-strung sport. Back to pass, and getting the quarterback sack is Curtis Emery. New player in for Trinity. I believe that's Dustin Chitty. Chitty got the snap, and Emery just bull rushed over the right side. It's either 12 or 13. It's almost got to be 12. That's who's listed as a quarterback, but Trinity back to pass. They dump it off, and the pass falls incomplete. That's number 13. He's listed as a safety on my roster, but in at quarterback, number 13, that's obvious, and that is Donovan Flaherty. Well, at this point, we can throw our two deeps away because we have gone deep into the roster for most everyone on the field. A lot of freshmen on the field for the Dort College defenders. You've still got Emery in along the defensive line, but a lot of new faces and new numbers. Flaherty throws over the middle, and it's intercepted at midfield. Taken away to the 40, to the 35, and up the left sideline down to the 27-yard line. Making that interception for Dort College is Michael Knobloch. Coming up with that interception, Knobloch dropped back into coverage, and he was able to pick it off. Knobloch, a sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota, actually listed as a freshman. He spent last year at Jamestown, but did not play in a football game at Jamestown. So with 8:15 left to go in the game, Barker gets the quick snap and passes to the sideline, incomplete. We had movement along the line of scrimmage, and when that happens, the Dort College center, if he sees, recognizes movement by the defense, he's taught to quick snap, and Dort College will toss it up for grabs. Try to get a free play out of it. That's actually how they scored their first touchdown today. The pass completion to Darryl Van Grau. And it's offsides against Trinity Bible. 5-yard penalty. It'll be first down and 5. 8:10 remaining in the game. Barker is under center. Dort College leads 49-8. They pitch it to the right side. Turning the corner is Lewis. Lewis to the 20 and runs over a would-be tackler. And is forced out of bounds near the first down marker at the 18-yard line. Coming up to make the stop is Colin Anderson. It's going to be second down and 1. So a 4-yard pickup on the play. Kyle Melton is the fullback for the defenders. Barker is under center. Send a man in motion, that's Sisson. Ball carrier is Melton, and Melton carries it inside the 20 down to the 15 and might have made it to the 14-yard line. That's a first down for the defenders. Dort College leading 49-8, 7:48 left to play in regulation. Well, the Dort College volleyball team has this weekend off, so no volleyball tonight on KDCR. Dort College soccer is on the road at Morningside. Movement along the line of scrimmage again. Dort College a free play. They pass it to the end zone, incomplete. And that will bring up second down, but we've got an offsides penalty against Trinity Bible. And again, similar situation. Once the center identifies that there's movement along the line of scrimmage, he is trained to snap the football, and the quarterback takes one step back, one step drop, and throws it up for grabs on the outside, and you're trying to get a free play out of it if you're on offense. Barker is under center, first down and 5. Dort College with a football at the 10-yard line. They pitch it right, get it over to Lewis, and Lewis dances into the end zone. A 10-yard touchdown run by Kenny Lewis. And Kenny Lewis, 5'7", 150-pounder from Santan Valley, Arizona, scores the touchdown, and the Dort College defenders lead it 55-8. 55-8, pending the point after. This will be the eighth point after attempt by Barry Dykstra. Dykstra was 7 of 8 coming into the contest on point after attempts. And he has equaled his season attempts with this attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And he is now 8 for 8 on point afters. Dort College leads at 56-8. Timeout on the field, back with a kickoff right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Kenny Lewis with the touchdown run for the Dort College defenders. Touchdown number 8 of the day for Dort College. And with 7:27 left to go in the contest, Dort College leads 56-8. Kevin Giese will be kicking off. And the football blown out of the tee. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. And the kick by Giese, control and taken by Trinity Bible, out to the 5-yard line, to the 10, to the 15. The return by Colin Anderson, and Anderson is stopped dead in his tracks at the 19-yard line, and that is where Trinity will start first down and 10. Next broadcast of Dort College Sports on KDCR will be Wednesday, when the defenders travel to Morningside for volleyball action. Next weekend, Dort College football, as the defenders travel to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, the Dort College volleyball team is on the road to Hastings, Nebraska. So we've forced into one of those situations where two plays at one time doesn't work. So we'll have that football game for you at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Taking the snap is Donovan Flaherty. Flaherty with the carry. Picks up two on the play. It's going to be second down and eight. Under 7 minutes up to go in the game. Checking out of the contest will be Glenn Thompson. Thompson checks out. Dwight Green checks in. Flaherty back to pass. Flaherty's pass is complete and stopped at the 31-yard line. Gain of 17. Trinity Bible, the football, back to pass is Flaherty again. Flaherty steps up in the pocket, and Josh Schenck reaches out and knocks him down after a one-yard gain on the play. So Josh Schenck, the freshman from Sioux Center, makes the tackle. Solo stop, gain of two. It's going to be second down and eight. Football is at the 35-yard line of Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible with the football. Flaherty back to pass, looking left. He's going to scramble left. Being chased by Dwight Green, tosses it over the top and falls incomplete, intended for Justin Smith. And that's going to bring up third down and eight. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. And the Dort College defender is able to put some pressure on that time. Flaherty was able to scramble away from the pressure provided by Dwight Green. And Trinity Bible facing third down and eight. Clock stops. Two receivers left, two receivers right for Flaherty. He looks left. He's honed in on the left side and passes complete to midfield. And the pass completion to David Rivera, making the tackle for Dort College. On the near side is Michael Dayton. And Trinity has it at midfield. First down and 10 for the Lions at midfield. Flaherty back to pass. Four-man rush by the defenders. Pass is completed to the far side, Tanner Twigg. Twigg, an 11-yard pickup on the play before he's brought down by Philip Gutierrez. So first down and 10 for Trinity as they're moving the football on this drive via the pass. So Flaherty, now an empty backfield as they send three receivers left, two receivers right. Back to pass is Flaherty. He's looking right. He's going to tuck it away now. Gets out of the grasp of one tackler. He's to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, and drags a tackler down to the 11-yard line. Finally brought down at the 11-yard line by Dort College's Carlos Fernandez. So he brings it all the way down to the 11-yard line. 23-yard gain on the play. 5.5 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Flaherty. Back to pass, under pressure, steps away from Glenn Thompson, throws towards the corner of the end zone, and a touchdown. Getting in behind the coverage was David Rivera. Rivera with the touchdown grab on the pass from Flaherty. And pending the point after, it's 56-14 currently. 56-14, Trinity gets into the end zone for the second time today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Justin Bowles is on to attempt the point after. They went for a two-point conversion earlier today and made it. Snap is down. Kick is up by Bowles. And the kick is no good. And the Dort College defenders surrender a touchdown, but the point after fails. It's 56-14, 5:18 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trinity with the kickoff. It's taken by Fennig at the 31-yard line. And he is going to be brought down at the 32-yard line. Getting a mitt full of jersey and refusing to let go was David Rivera. Rivera makes the stop. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 32 with 5:10 remaining. Kenny Lewis is in at the left S-back. And we may have another quarterback in for Dort College. This is Caleb Luzinger. Luzinger in at quarterback. Send a man in motion. They hand it off. Up the middle is Melton. Melton loses the football. It's down on the ground. And Trinity Bible will get it back, this time at the Dort College 38-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Change of possession coming here as Dort College turns it over with 5:03 remaining in the ballgame. Next up for the defenders will be Nebraska Wesleyan next week in Lincoln. At last check, Nebraska Wesleyan was trailing Concordia 19-3 in a game played in Seward. From there, Dort College returns home to face Northwestern 2 weeks from today. It's all conference games from here on out for the defenders. Five conference games remaining. Trinity Bible gets back out onto the field with their offensive unit. Flaherty is the quarterback. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Free play here for Trinity. Pass is almost intercepted. Broken up by Dom Alarcon. And I believe this is going to be 5 yards against Dort College, an offsides penalty. So first down and five coming for Trinity. 4:59 left to go in the contest. Trinity trails 56-14. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass is Flaherty. Flaherty airs it out on the left side. Good coverage by the Dort College defenders. Darius Williams. Williams goes up, breaks it up, and very nearly comes down with the interception. If not for the receiver from Trinity going up and making sure he doesn't intercept it, that's Cameron Bird. Bird able to knock the ball away from Williams. Williams had inside position. It's going to bring up second down and five. Back to pass is Flaherty. Flaherty pass is incomplete through the hands of Cameron Bird. And that'll bring up third down and five. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Flaherty back to pass, drops back to the 40, draw play, hands it off to his tailback. And picking up the first down with the carry is Justin King. King inside the 30, down near the 25-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the play. 4:39 left to go in the contest. Flaherty's going to keep it himself, gets away from Glenn Thompson. And he is brought down at the 20-yard line, so a gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 on the way. Dort College leading 56-14, but Trinity trying to take advantage of a Dort College miscue for another scoring drive. Back to pass is Flaherty. Flaherty throws to the sideline. It's complete. And stepping on the sideline is Cameron Bird at the 12-yard line. That'll be a first down and 10 at the 12 for Trinity. 4:07 left to play in this game. Flaherty takes the snap. Pass is incomplete, intended for David Rivera. David Alderman is in at linebacker for Dort College. On the far side, you've got Donald Beckwith as well. Michael Knobloch, one of the safeties for Dort College, also dropping back in coverage, will be Teixeira, I believe. Pass over the middle is complete. Flaherty with the pass completion to David Rivera. And the touchdown makes it 56-20. 56-20 our score, pending the point after. 3:50 remaining in this game. So on attempt, the point after is Justin Bowles. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, but we've got a flag on the play. We'll sort it out with the officials. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. False start on Corey Mitchell. That will push the point after attempt back to the, they'll mark it at the 15-yard line, so this will be a 25-yard point after attempt on the kick. Bowles, the snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is no good, wide right. And Trinity scores another 6 points. They trail it 56-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College recovers the kick at the 35-yard line, or covers up the kick at the 35-yard line. That's Leonard Manuel. And the offense is back on the field. Some of the players out there, Brian Bowman, Nick Baser, 71 and 72. Baser lining up, I believe that's at right tackle. Dort College leading 56-20. Score has not been that close. Lusinger keeps it himself. If you're Dort College, you just want to see your offense maybe move the football a little bit on this drive and hang on to it. 3:30 and counting. One first down probably finishes this game. Checking out of the football game for Dort College right now is Trent Buxman. He comes off gingerly. Also on the field for Dort College is Dash DeGroat. DeGroat lining up at receiver on the right side. Send a man in motion. That's Lusinger. He hands it off up the middle. That's Melton. Kyle Melton carries it straight ahead, and he picks up 5 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and five. Third and five. 2:45 and counting. 27 seconds on the play clock. Dort College will come up to the line of scrimmage with Lusinger. Lusinger, a senior from Bluntville, Tennessee. Played significant snaps last year. Hand off to Melton. Melton the ball carrier, and Melton picks up maybe 3 yards on the play. It's going to be fourth down and three, and Dort College will send the punt team onto the field. Heath Bonestrow will be punting. Line of scrimmage is at the Dort College 43 with 2:15 left to play in this game. So Dort College facing fourth down and three. Bonestrow punting from the line of well, at his own 43. He's stationed at the 30. Trinity with a couple players deep, one stationed at the 30, the other at the 10. Snap is back to Bonestrow. He gets it away, an end-over-end kick that'll take a Dort College bounce at the 20 to the 15, and it's fielded at the 12-yard line and brought down at the 20 is the ball carrier. And Trinity will take over with 1:36 remaining in this ballgame, trailing 56-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Results filtering in from that NAI National Preview Meet. Lauren Opp finished fifth overall for the Dort College Defenders on the women's side of things. Back to pass is Flaherty. Flaherty's pass is complete over the middle. Short of the first down by a couple of yards. It's going to be second down and two. Second and two. making the tackle for Dort College. Safety, Carlos Fernandez. Pass over the middle, incomplete. Intended for Twig. With 1:12 remaining in the game, Trinity will have a third down and two. Third down and 2 yards to go. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Flaherty back to pass. He's got two to the left, two to the right to look at. And Josh Shank nearly throws him down for a sack. He spins away, does Flaherty. And now the pass completed to the 50-yard line, to the 30, to the 25. He reverses field all the way down to the 10, into the end zone. Touchdown, Justin Smith on the receiving end. Josh Shank, it looked like he had him thrown for a quarterback sack. They complete the pass over to Justin Smith, and Smith races the rest of the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Fourth touchdown of the day for Trinity, and they come on to attempt the point after. 56-26, Dort College in front. Justin Bowles will be kicking. 49 seconds remaining. So Bowles will kick it out of the hold. And that one's through. And the Trinity Bible sideline erupts in celebration as Justin Bowles gets one through the uprights for the point after. And the defenders lead at 56-27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Ray Cleveland on the return for the Dort College defenders all the way to the Trinity 21-yard line. And Dort College will start first down and 10 at the 21 with 34 seconds remaining. 56-26 up on the scoreboard right now. Luzinger is under center for Dort College. Luzinger turns, hands, gives to Melton. Melton the ball carrier. And that might do it. 28 seconds on the game clock. Dort College does not have to run another play. Let's see if they do. Second down and 8. Luzinger steps away from the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be the last play of the game. 56-26, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. 56-27, the final score. We didn't get that last point after up on the board, so it was 56-27. Dort College scored in the first half on a touchdown pass from Thomas Newman to Daryl Van Grau to make it 7-0. That capped a 5-play, 28-yard drive with 12:01 left to go in the first, 7-0, Dort College. Dort College made it 14-0 on a Daniel Fennec 1-yard touchdown run, capping a 5-play, 26-yard drive to make it 14-0 at the 7:57 mark of the first quarter. Dort College led at that point 14-0. Dort College then tacked on three more scores in the second quarter. Aaron Francis had a 20-yard touchdown run early in the second quarter to cap a 4-play, 67-yard drive, 21-0 Dort College. Trinity got on the board with a David Rivera 9-yard touchdown pass from Taylor Martindale. 6 plays, 77 yards was the drive, 21-8 after the 2-point conversion. Leonard Manuel had a 5-yard touchdown run and a 12-play, 61-yard drive for the defenders with 6:45 left to go in the first half, 28-8 Dort College. Thomas Newman, a 1-yard touchdown run to cap a 2-play, 2-yard drive. That made it 35-8 with 5:47 left to go in the half, and that's how the half ended. Leonard Manuel then had a 1-yard touchdown plunge to start the second half, capping a 7-play, 49-yard drive, making it 42-8. Michael Sisson, an 8-yard touchdown run, 6 plays, 68 yards, with 5:25 left to go in the third. It was 49-8, Dort College. Dort College finished their scoring with a Kenny Lewis 9-yard touchdown run to cap a 3-play, 27-yard drive with 7:27 left to go in the game, 56-8. Trinity Bible then scored 3 touchdowns in the final 5:22 of the contest. Donovan Flaherty had 3 touchdown passes. One finished an 8-play, 80-yard drive That was to David Rivera for 12 yards. He had another touchdown pass to David Rivera of 17 yards with 3:50 left to go in the game. And then he capped it with a 71-yard scoring strike to Justin Smith with 49 seconds left to go in the contest. 56-27 the final score. Dort College wins. Dort College has actually outgained this afternoon, 363-471. Dort College, 315 yards on the ground, 163 for Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible, 308 through the air, 48 for Dort College. Time of possession, Dort College, 35:08. Trinity Bible, 24:52. Dort College, 5 of 13 on third down conversions, 1 for 1 on fourth down tries. Trinity Bible, 6 of 20 on third down conversions, 3 of 5 on fourth down tries. Daniel Fennig led Dort College with 12 rushes for 104 yards. Lennard Manuel, 11 carries for 53 yards, including two touchdowns. Aaron Francis and Kenny Lewis, 6 and 70 carries, respectively, for 50 and 31 yards. Thomas Newman, 3 of 6 through the air for 48 yards. Sam Verhulst, Aaron Francis, and Darrell Van Grau each had a grab. Van Grau had a 12-yarder for a touchdown. Verhulst and Francis, 19 and 17 yards, respectively. Heath Bonestro punted 7 times for the defenders for 34.3 yards per punt average. Daniel Fennig had 1 punt return for 33 yards. Ray Cleveland had a kick return for 50 yards. Chris McDaniel led the Dort College defense with a total of 8 tackles, 6 solo, 2 assisted. Nick Payton, 4 solo, 1 assisted. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For Trinity Bible, Johnny Perry had 21 carries for 119 yards. He had a long of 52. Taylor Martindale was 9 of 21 through the air for 98 yards. Donovan Flaherty, 8 of 15 through the air for 147 yards. David Rivera, 6 catches for 103 yards. Tanner Twigg, 4 catches for 38 yards. Johnny Perry, 4 catches for 23 yards. Justin Smith, 2 catches for 78 yards. Barry Bighorn, 6 solo and 4 assisted stops for the Trinity Bible Lions. Dort College improves to 2-4. They have 5 conference games remaining. Trinity Bible falls to 1-6. That's going to do it for the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. Once again, our final score, Dort College 56, Trinity Bible 27. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.